to start the moment of silence off with.
I had to clear my throat.
Goddamn ogre at the end of the table. Welcome to Podzilla After Dark on the Podzilla 1985 Network. My name is Shannon Young. I'm going to be your host for tonight only. Down at the end of the table is Jesse Kimball, ogre of Podzilla, who just crushed a child, grinded his bones into dust.
Does that make me like Shrek? Like, do I have layers? Onion? I don't know what other jokes I need to make about Shrek.
You know what? I'm going to say this about Shrek and this only. I hate that fucking movie.
I like the first one.
Wow. I don't even like the first one.
Hot take.
I would have liked it better if it was. It originally was supposed to be Chris Farley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, instead of Michael Myers.
And there actually is like video out there of Chris Farley doing the role.
Speaking of fucking Shrek over here. Jesus Christ.
That ain't me.
Mike Myers decided to do it with a fucking Scottish accent or whatever.
Yep.
Because a lot of Scottish ogres. Fuck that movie. Lindsay Wolfgang.
Hi.
Wearing a fucking fedora.
To be fair, it's yours. It just doesn't fit on your head.
It didn't fit on my head when I bought
your fucking fedora that won't fucking fit on your head.
Jesse knows why I have that fedora.
Is that Snow White?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. For the LA Noir release.
Yeah. When we tried to dress up like gangsters last minute, so we went down to Hot Topic, and we're just like, what do you have that looks like 1930s gangsters? Yeah. And they're just like, got this fedora, I guess.
Then we ended up having to go to Walmart to get the rest of the shit.
Give it to me. And then
that's when
Mandy.
I bought my driver's cap. I had that for a while.
I think the picture, Mimi posted a picture of all of us from that night a couple of weeks ago. And I can't remember if you had the hat on in the picture.
I did not have the hat on in the picture, but okay. I do remember buying that hat.
I also had a vest on. And then Justin Mann was there. And Justin Mann looked like, and Kevin, but Justin Mann looked like an old man. Like, seriously, I don't know what it was about that picture, but he looks like he was gumming some grape juice.
It's the hair. Like that's what it is.
He looks better with the shave.
Once he went full bald, like he embraced it. He looked so much better than when he was trying desperately to cling to it.
Yeah, let go of the hope.
Yeah,
hope is a 4-letter word. Mandy Kennedy.
Hey.
A little fitty.
Hey.
How you doing?
Hey.
Bleeding like a goat.
Good. What?
Bleeding like a goat.
Bleating. Bleating. Oh. Yeah.
Trying to catch this motherfucking Snorlax.
That had all sorts of connotations to it, and none of them were particularly good.
Well,
you just turned me down.
I turned you up.
I was going to say, I'm not even yelling yet, man.
I'm aware.
We're about to talk about politics. Maybe he's probably going to yell.
Why? I don't know anything. I know two people on the sheet that I'd vote for because I work with them.
Oh,
are we talking about real politics? I only know our politics election.
The very, very local stuff?
Yeah.
I don't even know that.
Only because I work with them now.
Vote for Claire McCaskill, first off. No, we can't say that. We can't advertise your vote
for
anybody.
Why? I don't.
Well, because we told them not to vote for Trump, and they did anyway.
I mean, like,
now Trump's taking 15,000 soldiers to the border to shoot immigrants if they try to cross.
Our listenership probably didn't vote for Trump all that much.
Oh, there's a couple.
I know we have.
There's a couple undercover Republicans.
I know we have more than a couple that voted for Trump. I think they mostly regret it.
I'd say we forgive you, but we really don't. There's some things in life that can never be forgiven. But yeah, so we're going to talk about that. Because Jesse, when is voting day?
That's November 6th, Tuesday.
Yes. So as the great Snoop Dogg once said, get the dick out your throat and go vote. We want you to go out there and make your voice heard. And hopefully you have the voice of a smaller god and not. Oh.
Yeah,
it's a wreck. We're going to start off by talking about politics. If you don't want to listen to politics, skip ahead about 50 minutes.
It's one of those things.
We've got some great toy commercials coming up.
It's definitely going to be a bit of an esoteric episode to this area, Missouri specifically. But I feel like a lot of the information that we're about to convey will be useful for other elections, like for other states.
Yes.
We won't specifically be talking about the ballot if you don't live in this area.
Yeah.
But if you live in Missouri.
But it is important that no matter where you are to go vote.
Yes,
it's
absolutely.
Very, very important. And here's why that's important. Because politics is fucked.
Democracy doesn't work if you don't exercise it.
And you need to exercise it right now because the politics are fucked. Both sides are terrible. Both sides have always been terrible, but it's especially bad now. There are good people on both sides. Goddamn, I sound like Trump. There are good people on both sides. And there are people worth voting for in the Democratic Party, and there are people worth voting for in the Republican Party. But we need to have some kind of common sense at this point.
Seriously.
If you are in a state where there is an asshole running on either side, and you vote for that asshole because he's the same party as you, you are the biggest asshole. If you vote down party lines, you are doing it wrong. That's my message.
Yeah, no, that's pretty much accurate.
Thank you.
Do some research and figure out who you're going to vote for. Right now, though, it's hard for me to recommend, like, even the non-asshole Republicans, it's really hard for me to recommend voting for them because all of them, even if they're not assholes, are towing the asshole party line.
And they're cowards. Mm-hmm. They're very much cowards.
So, like, for example, one of the things that I'm going to talk about, because one of them is up for election in our area, one of the Republican U.S. House of Representatives for this area, or, well, the one that's going up for, hopefully he'll lose his seat, is what I'm getting at. He voted, along with all the other Republicans from Missouri in the House, to repeal net neutrality.
Now, what is his name, so everybody knows not to vote for him?
Hold on, yeah, because we're going to get to it on the ballot anyway, but yeah, Jason Smith is who we are not voting for, because he took $45,000 from ISPs to vote to repeal net neutrality.
Well, fuck him.
Lindsay, ISP stands for Internet Service Provider.
I understand that.
Okay, I just throwing it out there, dude.
Why am I automatically considered the dumb one?
Because Dalton's not here. We got to talk down to somebody. It can't be Mandy. She doesn't care. She's not even listening. Also, Allie Abear is here. Allie is going to be out of town for a couple of days. She has family matters. Not the TV show. That would be way better.
Seriously.
I love Reginald Vell Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hate that Urkel kid, though.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Jesse, you're the man with the plan tonight. So I'm just going to sit back, and it's a hell of a toboggan ride.
Okay. Well, I mean, there's a few things that I just want to talk about in general. A lot of people talk about, like, well, my vote doesn't matter, or I'm not educated on it, so I'm not going to go vote. First of all, the first one, your vote matters.
Yeah.
If enough people believe that, it makes it true.
Well, except in a presidential election.
God damn it. For other reasons.
Where 3 million votes didn't matter.
Yeah. No, that's a whole other unfortunate thing. And had fewer people assumed that Hillary is going to win, and decided not to go out and vote.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need to go out if Hillary's definitely going to win.
Well, she's the butcher of Benghazi.
God damn it. So, yeah, that was a big problem in this last election. A lot of people just didn't go out and vote because they're like, well, Hillary's got it on lock. I don't want to bother with going out and voting because it's a pain in the ass. It's really not that bad.
No.
It's really not that bad. And if it's the second one, like the uneducated thing, look, guys, we have the internet. Is real easy.
Yeah.
There's a website. It's called Ballotpedia. The best thing ever. You can look up your zip code and find a sample ballot that you will get on election day. And you can actually look it up. And they have links to everything with opposition or the arguments for and against. They have all the candidates with everything they've supported. It's a brilliant tool. And you can educate yourself on what's on the ballot in maybe half an hour of like just dicking through the website.
You can literally, Jesse, you're telling me you can go to this website and find out all the information you need.
All of it.
And all you have to do is get off of Plenty of Fish for 10 minutes, stop playing Pokemon Go for 10 minutes, stop watching cat videos.
Or, I mean, just if you're using a computer and your phone, you can do both.
I was about to say, just open, you could have, you know, like if you got dual monitors, or even if you don't, just have like, you know, YouTube and like one window off to one side, and then you snap a Ballotpedia to the other side, and you can watch YouTube while you're educating yourself on the ballot.
Now, I want to know, I can order groceries from home.
Yes.
I can order pizza and have it delivered to my door. Why do I have to go out and vote? Why can't I vote at home through some kind of internet portal?
Tampering.
I wish that you could. There were some places that are working on something similar to that. You can absentee vote, where they will mail you a ballot and you can mail it back.
Truth. I know this.
So you can't do it on the internet, but you can vote from home.
It's you're making me feel like there's no reason not to go vote.
That is accurate.
Oh, that is the point?
That is the point. If you don't, like especially in this area, if you don't want to go vote on election day, you can actually go to the office, find your county clerk, go to that office and say, I would like to vote early because I will be unavailable or I will be unable to vote on election day.
I was going to say, Missouri, you can't vote early. It's only absentee. You have to have a specific reason.
Right. So, yeah, but okay. They don't check you.
No, I'm just saying, make sure you don't, like, I just don't want to vote.
Yeah.
You, it's like, you can't tell them that. I have to work, and I work in a different county.
Bada boom.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're going to be out, just all you literally have to say is, I'm going to be out of town on Tuesday. It doesn't matter if you actually are.
What if they ask you what you're going to be doing?
They won't. They actually can't.
They don't fucking care either.
They really don't. They are legally required to ask you why you can't vote. Whatever answer you give, as long as it's not, I don't wanna, then you're good. You go there. And yeah, you fill out an absentee ballot. Your vote still counts. You did not have to go out on election day to your polling location. You just go to the office and get it taken care of. That's an option. And you can do that up until, at least in our county, you can do that up until end of day Monday.
Yep.
Nice.
But just make sure your ballot goes in the fucking system.
Yeah.
Don't just walk off. Make sure it stays in.
Now, Jesse, what about all these rumors I'm hearing about them turning people away from voting?
Well, there's a lot of rumors about that. Which rumor specifically have you heard?
I don't know. Let me go check my sheep site. So it can tell me how to think.
Because I know one of the things that's going to come up, especially here in the state of Missouri, the ID situation. The ID situation is a problem. Used to, all you needed, well, and now currently, you needed a photo ID or, and that could be like a government issued one, like your driver's license or state issued ID. That could be a student ID with your photo on it. Or it could be a military ID.
Or a passport.
Or a passport.
I don't know if student ID works because I'd have to have your address. Oh.
Nope. You don't have to have the address.
What if I bring a printout of my Facebook page?
Do what?
If I bring a printout of my Facebook page. Like
the that doesn't work.
Like the girl that did try to get into Buckner's and Bob was bouncing and she brought her Facebook page as proof that she was 18.
What the fuck?
That sounds about right. Ballotpedia actually has a list of all the forms of identification your polling location will take. You can use your county-issued Missouri voter ID card, which you got when you registered to vote. You can use a utility bill. You can use a bank statement, as long as it has your name on it.
What if I don't have a bank account and I don't live anywhere? I'm just asking questions for people that are out there.
You can fill out, if you have no forms of identification whatsoever, you can fill out a provisional ballot.
Okay. What if I'm an illegal immigrant? Because they voted for Hillary. Buses of them.
If you're not a citizen, you can't vote.
Well, tell that to, I mean.
But the point is, we actually had a law that hit recently. If you didn't have one of the photo IDs, like the government issued photo ID, passport, driver's license, etc., then you actually had to sign an affidavit confirming you are who you say you are. If you used like
the voter's card
or something like that, that caused a whole lot of confusion and it was poorly worded and it was just bad all around. That's been overturned. That no longer has to be a thing. So if you show up with just your your registration card or your utility bill or any of these other accepted forms, if the election judge asks you for a photo ID or tries to make you sign something, refuse. If they get uppity, call the county clerk or tell them. You don't leave that line. You tell them to call the county clerk. They have that phone number. They have to do it. And you will get to vote. And most of the time, it's not going to be a problem. But if it is,
extremely important,
assert yourself
to vote.
Yeah.
Extremely important.
Don't let them take that away from you.
Because I don't know if you noticed, but we have a president that ain't exactly on the up and up. This is a president who has just stoked the flames of fear, especially in the past week or two. He's so desperate to get the midterm elections to go for the Republicans because he knows that every time they lose a Republican, he is getting closer and closer to being kicked out of office, yeah. As he should be. He said that he was going to introduce a new tax break for middle-class families that was going to go in the first of November. It's the 1st of November. Have you heard anything about it?
Nope.
No.
This is a guy that said he's sending 15,000 troops to the border to protect us from the evil caravans of Mexicans that they have labeled as invaders.
Yeah.
This is a...
They're bringing disease and rape with them.
This is just insane. And my question, if you are a Republican who is listening to this and you are voting for down the party lines to support President Trump, I want to ask you why. what has happened in the past 2 years that has been so good for you that you will ignore lying, that you will ignore fear-mongering, that you will let a man who is not qualified to be president lie to your face and let him get away with it. And not only that, but put our company, or sorry, our country, what's kind of a company, literally put our country in the toilet and make us look like fools in front of the entire world. What has been so good for you as a person, as a Republican, that makes you defend this asshole?
Well, you see, my paycheck went up like $8 every 2 weeks.
Well, hot damn. Meanwhile, you got people murdering each other in synagogues. You've got guys groping women on planes saying that President Trump said he could get away with it because, you know, he got away with it. This is a travesty. Like, it used to be the Americans were something to kind of stand up for. Well, you know, except for like our entire fucking history where we killed the Indians and then we enslaved black people and we told women that they had no voice. Gays and minorities are basically monsters in the woods. It's not a great country. So maybe I'm wrong and we were just never good and fuck it all and let's burn America down and restart as new Freedomland.
I mean, that is always the point that I like to try and make whenever somebody says, like, make America great again.
Great for who? Great. Yeah, great for who exactly?
Middle, like, upper class white men?
Like, they're still doing okay.
They're still doing great.
They're fine. If you're worried about President Trump and the CEOs of the big businesses, don't be. You need the help, not them.
Seriously.
Granted, a lot of them have been under a little bit of fire recently with all these women deciding suddenly they want justice.
Yeah, but even in cases like that, more like police officers that shoot innocent black people get off with it, scot-free generally.
Yeah.
CEOs and actors that you know, molest women and mostly get away with it. Louis C.K. is back on the comedy circuit. Harvey Weinstein may have charges dropped against him.
People stop paying attention. And
Brock Turner got what? What did Brock Turner get? It was 6 months?
Yeah, 6 months.
Yeah. So fuck it. You know, if you're worried about poor white people in America, no, white people are going to be just fine. How about it's everybody else that needs a break?
Right.
Jesus fucking Christ. All right. I can't believe that we are still having this conversation 2 years after President Trump took office. It's fucking ridiculous.
So I do want to move on, though.
You not have any common sense or decency?
Goddamn, Shannon, please.
You're not even fucking Americans. You're just fucking Republicans, and you're fucking cowards.
Shannon, please, I want to talk about the ballot on Tuesday.
I'm gonna take a swig of water. Just talk. Hurry.
All right. Here we go. So,
and what God the damn fuck it,
I had
is
to cough. Stop.
Go ahead. Backing
okay.
off.
Okay. So we got a few things coming up on this ballot. A couple of big Missouri things that I want to talk about. I'm not going to talk about any of like the Cape area elections because that's far too esoteric. Like nobody else needs to know about that. But the Missouri wide stuff, I feel like is we could talk about. One of the first ones, this one I have probably seen more propaganda about than anything else on this ballot. It's Missouri Amendment 1, which is the Lobbying Campaign Finance and Redistricting Initiative. And the gist of that one is that we are going to hire a nonpartisan third-party individual to remap our districts. Are you guys familiar with gerrymandering, that concept? Uh-huh. We're going to hire a new guy and he's going to map the districts. Yes.
Also, for Lindsay's sake, I want to point out that esoteric, because Jesse keeps using it, intended for or likely to be understood by only a small number of people with a specialized knowledge or interest.
Yes, I understand.
Like whenever you talk about Shinesmen.
Yeah.
It's esoteric because a very small amount of people understand what you're talking about. Jesse, go on with the lecture.
I'm sorry.
I don't have a giant fish to shove in your face.
That's sexual.
No, it's going back to your Shinesman reference. Oh, thank
okay.
you.
Okay.
That was esoteric. Yeah. So anyway, this one, like the biggest piece of propaganda I've seen about it is about how it's legalizing gerrymandering. Folks, that's already legal. People are already doing it.
John Oliver did a fantastic segment on,
he did.
On gerrymandering.
He did. And they're talking about, you know, spaghetti string districts and all this other stuff. If you actually read through what's on the thing, that's not what's going to happen. It technically can, but that's not what's going to happen. And even if it does, if enough people see it and like, no, let's not do that. 'Cause the committees are still there. They still have the final say so on whether or not it's good. And then it goes through and it's fine. That's not really the big part of this amendment. The big part of this amendment is the lobbying campaign finance. This is going to limit the amount of money that any person running for the General Assembly can get from one person. $2,500 for a senator, $2,000 for a U.S. rep, which from one person, it cannot be from an anonymous person. You cannot make up fake names for it. Like, one person can give a maximum amount of $2,500 or $2,000. This will heavily eliminate the number of people that are getting, you know, that are being basically bought
by the lobbyists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In addition to, speaking of the lobbyists, anybody that served in the General Assembly will not be able to join a corporation as a lobbyist for at least 2 years after they've left their position, which means nobody is going to be guaranteed a job as soon as they lose their seat for making too many unpopular decisions that made a few people a whole lot of money. Because that's how that system works. Lobbying is stupid, kids. For us. It's stupid for us.
Stupid, you mean lucrative.
Very lucrative for sir. If you've got enough money, you can make so much more with lobbyists. Hate that system. Anyway, this is going to limit all of that. This is going to make it where, like, the same person isn't going to run over and over again with colossal amounts, like, unending amounts of financial backing, because they're just going to keep towing the line of whoever they need to tow, because they're in the pocket of so many billionaires.
Usually big pharma or tobacco industry, the NRA, people like that.
Yep. Like, all those people have lobbyists that spend a whole lot of money on senators and representatives.
If you ever wonder, after all of these school shootings, which, by the way, nothing happened after all the school shootings. If you ever wondered why nothing ever happens and why the Republicans are so hesitant to speak out against guns, and they just offer thoughts and prayers instead, it's because the lobbyists from the NRA pay a shit ton of money to Republicans
to make sure
for their
happens.
Best interests. Yeah.
Yep. And it's not just a handful of Democrats. Like,
There's at least one Democrat that took a lot of money from the NRA. Yeah.
There's a couple of them that do. And every single congressperson takes a lot of money from someone.
Yeah.
Like, this is not a partisan issue.
No, there is not. I don't know a single politician that's clean.
Yeah. I really, really like, so I don't like Jeff Foxworthy as a comedian in general.
No one does.
This wasn't Jeff Foxworthy anyway. This was Robin Williams. Robin Williams stand-up bit about how congressmen and, like, you know, any sort of elected official should have to be like NASCAR and slap patches on their jacket for whoever is buying them. You know, paid for by Verizon, paid for by the NRA. They just got patches all over the jacket.
That's called transparency. That's what we need in politics.
And nobody cares about transparency. So this one, like I said, has seen the most amount of propaganda from, like, the Republican Party specifically. The Republican Party heavily opposes this plan.
That's because
they still want their damn paychecks.
The Republican Party is killing the Democratic Party in terms of money raised. Republican Party raises so much more money than the Democrats.
Right.
And this would limit that. This would make it an even playing field in a lot of ways.
Yes, absolutely. And honestly, like, it would open up for Republicans that aren't bought. So, like, yeah, it evens the playing field in a lot of ways for both parties, really. Like, this is a good thing. So you want to go ahead and vote yes on this one. Or research it yourself. You might disagree with me. But
what one is this one more time?
This is Missouri Amendment 1, Lobbying, Campaign Finance, and Redistricting Initiative. I will be voting yes on this one. I encourage you all to do the same. Again, you don't have to just listen to me and take it at face value. Ballotpedia. It's a wonderful resource. If you go there, it will show you the pros and cons, the opposition, and the fours. It'll actually even tell you the campaign backing, like what organizations and individuals are backing, you know, for or against.
Right.
And some of the things they've said about it. Very useful tool, folks. And this is not just for Missouri. Ballotpedia is for the United States of America. It's there. It might be international. I don't know. I haven't really needed to check. No, the Encyclopedia of American Politics. We're good. Okay, so the next three things were all about marijuana.
All right, Mandy perked up.
So
I mean, yeah.
I'm sure that
she thought
guys...
she heard Mandy Wanna.
And Mandy do wanna.
What do Mandy wanna?
So the thing is, like, all right, so a lot of people I think are gonna be out voting because there's all three so of these many, are about the legalization yeah. of marijuana.
Zach Kurgis has been things. In my ear about this for a week.
Yeah. I will say the like short version, one. I'm going to tell you up front, there's only one of yep. these that you can vote for.
Yep.
The other two are terrible.
Yes.
So up front, Amendment 2 is the one I will be voting for, and that's the one I recommend you do the same. You can look at it if you want. I'll go ahead and the brief thing. Medical marijuana taxed 4%. This is being head up by an actual like political group and will be gone or will be going through the proper channels. That money is going to a good cause, and it's a step in the right direction of actually legalizing marijuana. Again, that is Amendment 2, Medical Marijuana and Veteran Health Care Services Initiative. Everything about that is good. The other one, the other amendment anyway, there's, like I said, two more.
Right.
This one, the other amendment, is bonkers. So this is the Missouri Amendment 3, Medical Marijuana and Biomedical Research and Drug Development Institute Initiative.
Why do these have to be so ridiculously long?
So people will be less interested in it?
Correct. Yeah. So they won't read it and they won't really want to vote for it. Which, honestly, this one is a no vote. This is a hard no vote. Do not vote for this one. So a yes vote on this one. You legalize marijuana for medicinal purposes. The tax revenue on it will be 15%.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the money, everything is headed up by one dude. I think his name is Dr. Brad Bradshaw. I'm pretty sure I didn't make that up.
Yeah.
Dr. Brad Bradshaw.
Yeah, Dr. Brad Bradshaw.
Friend of Jack Jackson, that son of a bitch.
He's going to, that money will go to opening up the Biomedical Research and Drug Development Institute. Again.
A private thing.
And all
That'll
of it.
Will be expensive.
It will be expensive. Like I said, expensive as fuck. 15% is what the tax rate will be on marijuana for this. And all of that money is then overseen by one douchebag.
Brad Johnson.
I think his name is Brad Bradshaw.
His middle name is probably Bradley.
Probably.
Brad Bradley Bradshaw.
That's no one to trust with that kind of name.
He has a dude bro's name.
I mean, yeah. I just keep thinking of the stupid, extremely goofy movie Frat Boy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Bradley Upper Crust the Third.
Yeah.
Bradley Upper Crust.
Yeah, that's from Goofy Movie. Anyway.
He could fornicate himself.
No, dude's name is literally Brad Bradshaw.
But we're going to call him Upper Crust from now on. So vote no on Upper Crust.
Yeah, you know, Amendment 3, bad. And then Proposition C is the other one. And this one, like, doesn't sound bad on paper, and, like, it's reasonable. The downside is because it's a proposition, the wording can be changed after we voted on it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a bad thing, because then it could go in the other direction. Like, so many things could happen with that.
It's not set in stone in any way.
Right.
That's what they hit Sabrina with.
Amendments are way harder to change.
When they were trying to get her to sign her name in the Book of the Beast, and then they changed what she was doing. This isn't important.
I haven't seen that far
this
yet.
This isn't important compared to what you're talking about.
Spoilers. So anyway.
That's a big spoiler.
So that's, Prop C. That's, that one is also a no vote. Again, on paper it looks all right, but there's just too much that can go wrong with it. And Amendment 2. If you want marijuana to become legal in the state of Missouri.
Medicinal.
Eventually. Because the other two are going to fail horribly. Amendment 2, if you want it to be legal for recreation use at any point in the future of Missouri, which is going to take forever because of Missouri,
mm-hmm.
Vote Amendment 2. So then you have Amendment 4, the management and advertisement of bingo games. I don't really care about this one.
Wait, back the fuck up.
Did you say bingo?
It's gambling.
I did say bingo.
Wait, hold on. This is on the ballot.
This is on the ballot.
To vote on bingo.
To vote whether or not it is legal to advertise bingo outside of the location, because it is currently not. You cannot advertise. Even bingo was illegal for a while in Missouri.
What else are old people gonna do,
right?
They don't show Matlock anymore.
But the only place you can advertise bingo is in the venue, and
called Bingo World.
And that's why.
You can't even say the name of the place.
Yeah.
Where are we going? Nowhere. Just shut up and get in the car.
Bingo World.
And that's what this is for, so that they can advertise bingo games. It also makes it where, like, someone can officiate bingo games sooner, like, if they have the license to do it right now.
Hold on. You have to have a license to officiate bingo?
Apparently.
I mean, if it's there's going to be gambling. Actual.
Yeah, exactly. And you have to have a license for 2 years before you can actually do it yourself. This drops it, I think, to 6 months. So
I'm voting yes on this.
Yeah, this one I don't care about. I'll vote yes. Let the
just for the record.
Let the seniors have
the
bingo.
That's gonna be us one day.
I mean, bingo is relatively harmless.
We're out.
I mean, heck, I used to go to bingo with my grandma all the time when I was little.
Yeah, I mean, bingo was always fun. Like, grandma didn't play for money.
Like, I thought it was amazing when we switched to like the doppers from the little, like, we had the little metal chips at the magnet that you just ran it over to pick them all back up.
That's neat.
A male friend and I were exploring our sexuality in our early teens and decided that there was a bingo channel, and we would decide whoever lost the game of bingo would have to perform oral sex on the other to know what it felt like.
I know this is a reference to something.
Yeah, my life. Go on with the story.
Yeah.
Anyway, bingo.
The best part about me is that I can say whatever and no one knows.
So the next one is Proposition B would increase the minimum wage in Missouri to $12.
Vote no, because I won't make that much. And I'll get jealous.
I probably won't either.
No, I mean, you will.
No, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're fucking...
That'll kill my store.
Yeah, that'll kill our store.
Well,
do you care?
There's a lot of different like schools of thought on this. Most people, I'm personally under the school of thought that if people make more money, they have more money to spend.
And people just jack up the price on everything else.
That is that another school of thought.
Is a school of thought that historically doesn't hold up.
Fair enough. If I'm wrong on that, that's great.
Yeah. Basically, yeah, increasing wages for people gives them more money to spend, which puts it back into the economy. Gerald Ford knew that. And that's a whole other thing.
But then you have the businesses who may not make a ton of money to begin with, and now they have to increase their employee pay. Yeah,
because there are a lot of small businesses around here.
Right.
There are a lot of small businesses around here. There's a lot, like, and again, there's a lot of small businesses that think they'll be fucked and a lot of small businesses that don't really care. Like, the mom and pop shops that are actually ran by mom and pop are A-okay with this because that gives everybody more money to spend in their store.
Yeah.
The mom and pop shops that like pay employees are a little bit more worried about it because then, you know, that's more money to payroll.
Right.
But at the same time, like, if it's good for the economy, it'll be good for small business. That's my school of thought. And again, I could be wrong. There's a, like I said, there's no particular right answer on this
one. Yeah. All right. So example, and we'll just put it on Front Street, like our store, Gaming Grounds.
Yeah.
We don't make a ton of money. Right now it's very slow. My fear would be that we raise the price of minimum wage, we suffer that hit, and then people, instead of buying stuff here, just buy it at GameStop. And now we're paying more money to our employees and still not making more money, and then we will go out of business eventually. And I mean, and I'm not saying that will happen, but I could see someone who may own said store.
Oh, he absolutely believes that.
Would be worried about it, yeah. And it's not an insane belief. It's a real threat.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, that's one of the thoughts. But the thing is, people are going to have more money to spend, like, especially like this kind of a store. Like, Gaming Grounds is an entertainment luxury store.
Mm.
Like, you come in, you buy stuff to entertain yourself.
Yeah.
If you have more money, like, if somebody that, you know, is working full time at $8 an hour is suddenly making an extra $4 an hour, still, again, working full time, that is an extra, what, $640 a month?
Well, I mean, it sounds great in the fact that, like, I could leave and go somewhere else and for just the bare minimum job make more than I make here.
Well, yeah. No, but... Don't look at it that way, because that'll make you sad. But
I'm already sad. And meanwhile, this one's over here giving herself bug eyes.
Oh, she made a motorcycle.
It's the Batman
folks.
Bike.
I think Lindsay made it for her. I think they're in on this together.
Well, but anyway,
this is what politics is doing to the women.
I'm going to finish my point here, though. So this person that was working, you know, full time at $8 an hour, barely making ends meet, is suddenly getting an extra $640 a month. that's money now they can spend on luxury, like a video game system and an extra video game or two a month.
Horse.
But will they think of Gaming Grounds?
They fucking better.
Why? Like, this is the place, like, they get the most bang for their buck at Gaming Grounds. Literally. So they're going to try that
unless
first.
Unless he has to raise his prices, right?
Hopefully he wouldn't have to do that. But literally, like, I'm not trying to plug the store, but there's never been anybody that's come to the store and left going, wow, GameStop's better.
Literally no one.
And I like GameStop. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, GameStop is going to have your selection of new titles.
And Funko Pops.
But as far as, like, your pre-owned games go and your trade-in values, Gaming Grounds is just better.
And your Super Nintendo's.
And it's got retro.
What's on the ballot about Super Nintendo?
Nothing.
Oh.
Well, the minimum wage increase might make more people able to buy in this Super Nintendo and some of the games.
Teach them about Super Nintendo first.
But yeah, so again, this is going to be up to your personal preference. I'm of the school of thought that increasing the minimum wage is good for the economy because historically, like I said, you can look the stuff up. You can see the trends and everything else. Historically, increasing minimum wage does not jack up prices.
It will depress me that if it does go through, that I won't be making that much more than my hourly staff.
That is accurate. And honestly,
more is expected of me.
And that's another one of those things that actually keeps stuff like this from happening. The people that are making above that don't want this to pass. Like some people, not all people, but a lot of people have that kind of thought process of like, I don't want this to pass because then people will be almost as good as me.
Yeah, and I get that.
Well, no. It's not a matter of they'll be almost as good as me. It's going to be they're going to be getting paid when they're doing shit work. So if that's the case, they better allow me to fire people that aren't doing their job rather than having to follow a certain set of rules before saying, bye, you're not doing your job.
No, yeah, I mean, that's fair, too. Like, I didn't mean
to... How can I vote her down?
Sorry.
I didn't mean to try and put you down like that. Just, but there are people that legitimately think, like, they don't even go that far. Like, they just think, you know, like... Well, I am currently making $12 an hour, and I'm doing way better than these minimum wage plebs. Oh, minimum wage is now $12 an hour. I am now a minimum wage employee.
Yeah.
Or,
which, don't get me wrong, I want everyone to be able to live and not be like, oh, how am I going to get gas in my car to get to work, or how am I going to get food?
Or you're a manager who manages two stores, and then you go to McDonald's, and the guy that can barely talk... because he mumbles his words and he drags his knuckles on the ground, makes more than you. And then you go, okay, I'll just go over to McDonald's and be a god.
I mean, in fairness, McDonald's managers make more money than I do.
I wasn't talking about the managers. I was talking about the pawns.
Yeah, because, the business owner has already proven that he doesn't. Or that he will not raise to minimum wage.
Yeah, so I know I'm banked. Now, on the other hand, I agree with Lindsay, and I'm joking, but I think people should be able to live.
Right.
Because there are too many people that work their ass off.
That work like three jobs and still barely get through.
Right. Because those people need help.
Yeah, the whole idea of minimum wage is that it is the minimum amount of money that you can earn, or it should be. The idea of minimum wage, it should be the minimum amount of money you can earn to make a living.
I mean, look at Lindsay and I.
But not where you can't live in a place.
We still basically
because you
live
can't
paycheck
afford
to paycheck.
Right.
Yeah. Lindsay and I both had, I mean, when it was just us, we both had full-time jobs, 40 hours a week. We were both in management, and we still live paycheck to paycheck. Mm-hmm. Now, if we're doing that, how the fuck is somebody who's 19 years old trying to get out on their own or something? How the fuck are they going to live?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
You don't.
Yeah, because granted,
you changed
like,
my mind. I'm voting yes on Proposition B.
All right. Because, I mean, granted, like, I also live paycheck to paycheck, but a lot of that is because I'm irresponsible.
Yep.
Yeah, that's
spend
too.
Monsters.
Or just eating out all the time rather than buying groceries and cooking.
Yep. I got to stop eating out all the time.
Uh-huh.
It is. I'm going to get that Michael Douglas cancer.
But again, like, if you were making minimum wage, though, like... You live paycheck to paycheck, like eating ramen and cold cuts.
Yeah.
And, you know, like rent, and you might have enough money for a phone. Maybe.
Well, what was the asshole who said, and I know he was a Republican,
yes.
who said that if people just have to stop buying iPhones.
Wasn't it Pence?
Mm-hmm.
No, it wasn't Pence. It was someone lower on the scale than him, but basically said that if you have to choose between healthcare and iPhones, well, maybe you just shouldn't be buying iPhones for yourself.
Yeah, but you have to have a phone to have a job.
Right.
No, yeah. Plus, like...
Yeah, don't buy avocado toast.
Go buy a house. Yeah, I love the comparison, though, of, like, you know, the $300... Well, actually, the way phones go nowadays, the extra, like, $80 a month you pay for a phone... assuming you even have to pay that much, like our bill isn't even that high for like really nice phones, versus, you know, $13,000 for healthcare.
Right.
Yeah.
Or God forbid you don't have healthcare, you stub your toe and you have a $50,000 bill.
Yeah, no, like healthcare is ridiculous. Fuck, that's a whole other thing.
Country.
Whole other thing. All right.
And now I found out you can't even just go to Canada. I was just going to go to Canada.
You can't do that.
You can't
do it.
That's
the same thing as people just trying to come here.
Well, let's get a caravan and let's head up toward the Canadian border. Trudeau ain't going to shoot us.
Well, it's not like he can go anywhere and fly now because the Missouri license is garbage in like January. You have to have a passport just to fly.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of weird shit going on. So the last proposition that we're going to be voting for is Proposition D, the gas tax increase. This one is going to increase over the next 4 years gas prices by 10 cents a gallon. And that amount of money will go towards...
We're talking about like car gas, not right? Like gas that heats your house?
Not natural
everything.
Gas.
Everything.
Okay. Oh. Yeah, so it's, like propane and
propane
fuel
is going
that?
Up as well as natural gas.
Important point about that is that King of the Hill is entirely on Hulu now.
Yeah, it is.
Just want to point that out to you.
Listen, Hank Hill sell him some propane and propane accessories.
Dang it, Bobby. I'm Owly.
So, yeah, 10 cents per gallon. Revenue is going to go to the State Highway Patrol. Well, actually, now I'm not seeing anything. I'm pretty sure I looked at this earlier, and it was also for propane and natural gas. But maybe that's just on a separate issue coming up later. Maybe. I don't know. This one, for sure, though, will increase gas at the pump 10 cents a gallon for the entire state. And all of that money then goes to the State Highway Patrol. And funding like local roads and infrastructure, which me personally, and one of the big things they keep talking about is reducing bottleneck traffic by creating more roads. The thing about creating more roads, like you can make as many roads as you want, you will never have enough roads. The mm-hmm. more roads you make, the more traffic there is.
Yeah. The way they pave some shit around here.
No shit.
Yeah. And I've seen them when they work on roads.
They've been working on the same road for like a month now.
Yeah. It's that scene from Falling Down where Michael Douglas is like, again, the second Michael Douglas reference tonight, where he's wondering what the fuck they're doing with all the construction on the roads. Like, you haven't done anything. God. And the guy admits they're just wasting taxpayer money because it was there.
And yeah, like shit like that does happen. Like, I'm not going to say it's always the case, because I will say the recent road stuff they've done in Cape and Jackson has been very quick and has been done overnight.
They're still working on Cape.
They are.
Jackson's was quick. That shit was in like a week.
Oh,
besides
fairness,
their paint jobs.
It was a significantly shorter stretch of road.
I guess.
And also, that town rolls up at 7 p.m.
Like, yeah, I guess
nobody's on Jackson Boulevard.
Jackson's
at 7.
Better than us
in some respects. But anyway, the point is, I think that this would be a waste of money. I would much rather, like, I would pay a 10 cent increase on gas if that money went to improving public transportation and that infrastructure.
Right.
Because that would be a far better use of money. That would help traffic significantly more than adding more roads.
I want to throw out a suggestion.
Yeah.
To help with traffic and stuff like that. And two words.
Sure.
Monorail.
Monorail.
Monorail. Monorail. Monorail. Monorail.
Yeah, no, I'd...
You just want to drive it.
I would. I'd be the conductor.
Honestly, I'd be completely fine with a monorail, a bus, like a good bus system, something. Because public transportation is going to be, like I said, it will be way better for traffic than adding more roads. Adding more roads is going to reduce the amount of like buildings you can create. It reduces everything except traffic.
So
I need you to stop saying roads, because like all I think of is Settlers Catan now, or Catan. I'm like, I need to build more roads.
I
don't even care now.
I keep hearing Back to the Future and where we're going. We don't need any roads.
I need wheat and brick. Build this fucking road.
I need a sheep.
Need a sheep?
God, playing Red Dead Redemption 2 and just like riding my horse around the West, I keep thinking to myself, God, imagine a time where there were just like towns and then there was just open fucking fields and mountains and there wasn't shit every 2 feet. How amazing would that have been?
I mean, it's still a lot of the Midwest.
Yeah, but it's boring.
He needs that horse.
I need that horse.
To get one.
They're expensive.
Oh, my God.
They're expensive.
You know how expensive horses are?
And they were back then, too, unless you stole them.
It was easier back then.
I'm thinking more of upkeep.
Crime in general is way easier back then.
Well, no, back then you would just steal a horse, and when your horse was dying, you put it down and steal another horse.
Red Dead in your life.
There was no DNA. Like, you could. Okay, so back in the old days, you could just shoot a guy in the middle of the road if no one was around, take his money and leave. Victimless crime. They couldn't prove you did it.
There's no video cameras.
No video cameras. No DNA testing.
Shit, I mean, even back in the 80s, it was easier to steal and do crime. But anyway, we'll move on past crime and shit. So Congress, we got some seats up for Congress. This is actually the one that's going to be important to everybody. These are midterm elections. A lot of Congress members are up for election. And there's a chance to, you know, get a whole lot of these Republicans out of office that have just been in there voting against your best interests for quite a while now. Look up their voting history. It's been against your best interests. But yeah, for Missouri, we're going to be voting for Claire McCaskill, who's been there for a while, or Josh Hawley is the Republican candidate.
Josh Hawley's a piece of shit.
Yeah. That's going to be a matter of opinion, but so, you know, do whatever you're going to do. Look them up. See if you agree with me and Shannon that Josh Hawley is a piece of shit. He is a piece of shit, and you should not vote for him. But if you don't believe me, check out Ballotpedia and start looking around and, you know, figure that out for yourself. I personally will be voting for Claire McCaskill to keep her in office. While I may not like her very much, she still at least votes correctly most of the time.
Lesser two evils. Lesser of two evils.
And I know, like,
you saw what you did the last time. You had a lesser of two evils.
And there are some third parties that are running for this position. Now is not the time to make a point and vote third party. Because, well, I guess it depends on where your loyalties lie. But if you want the Republicans to lose some of the control they have over Congress or, you know, the United States in whole, as now they control all three branches of government, you're going to want to vote Claire McCaskill. Voting in Joe Crane or Craig O'Dear will not make that happen.
You really want to vote for a guy named Greg O'Dear?
Craig.
Oh, Craig O'Dear.
Or, and I don't know why I didn't go with this carrot one. The Libertarian candidate's name is Japheth.
Japheth?
J-A-P-H-E-T-H. Japheth.
Jeff.
That's Japheth Campbell.
I feel like they couldn't decide what name they wanted, so they just smashed like three together.
I really don't know what this name is, but and I mean, it's probably like Japit or something like that. Nope, worse. Never mind. Japheth Campbell. It sounds like I'm trying to say something with a thistle.
Hi, Japheth.
Hi.
Is it the amazing world of Jazz Fit?
All right. And then for House District 8, which is going to be our local stuff, like, if you know, different parts of the state are voting for different people. Again, all five of the Republican candidates in the U.S. House from Missouri voted to repeal net neutrality. All five of them means none of them can be trusted. All of them have taken money from ISPs. They are not voting with your best interests. So I will be voting the Democrat candidate Kathy Ellis, who seems like a sweet old lady. Her picture is just her chilling with her dog. Look, Mandy. Look so she can earn your vote.
For the record, that's not the best reason to vote for someone is how sweet they look with their dog.
Nash, dog
no,
person.
Luann, please.
I knew that's how I'd get Mandy.
Dog person.
And I'm sure she knew that when she took that picture. It might not even be her dog. Who knows?
She had the dog killed immediately following.
No, she didn't.
But no, she actually is a strong proponent of universal health care.
Is that picture going to be on the ballot?
So that way she knows who it is.
Kathy Ellis.
I know because I got Pro Claire dog. And Kathy. See?
There you go. CK. but
don't, you'll fuck up my system.
No, you're right, CC. That's fine.
God,
it's fine.
Damn it.
Just please don't, like, if you see Kathy with a K, that's good too.
CK with JK and MK.
There you go.
God, that's so much. I can fucking make a rhyme up in my goddamn head.
Or you can just hit the one that had the D next to her name.
Mm-hmm.
You want the D or nah?
Yeah.
In every sense of the phrase.
Dieter.
She's about to Dieter out of this conversation.
I'm about to.
So yeah, no, that's who I'm voting. Jason Smith is a dickbag. Again, this is going to be a lot of personal preference. If you like Jason Smith, that's fine. A lot of his personal stances, I understand the other side. I disagree with it. But the net neutrality thing, that's a nonpartisan issue. We all want internet to be good.
Yeah.
And he wants internet. Well, he doesn't want internet to be bad.
He just wants money.
He drew $45,000 last year from ISPs. It's just money. Yeah. Yeah. Not near as bad as the U.S. Senator. $185,000 for the Missouri Roy Blunt of Missouri.
Oh, fucking Roy Blunt.
Yeah. Fuck that
God
guy.
Damn. Is he still around?
Yeah. Yeah, he's...
Christ, I thought the devil would have taken him back by now.
Nope.
Can't stand Roy
Blunt.
So
many angry emails and voicemails from me. So many. And he keeps sending me these apologetic emails.
I know where you live.
I'm pretty sure I have your best interests at heart. No, you don't, Roy. No, you don't. Fuck yourself.
You fat bitch. Is he fat?
I don't know.
Because I don't know anymore.
I don't think he is.
Well, in my mind, he is.
But anyway... and then you have like some other statewide offices, Missouri auditors up like that one. I don't really care, Democrat or Republican, like who you hit on that one. Same thing with, well, then you have Missouri House for our district is up, Kathy Swan versus Renita Green. Kathy Swan is a big proponent of, vouchers for charter schools. Dalton perked up, vote Renita Green.
But now I gotta remember not a Kathy.
It's another D. Honestly, I gave like all of my recommendations in this one so far have had D next to their name.
Hmm.
I will be voting a couple of Republicans in this election, but it's more for local stuff. And I might, well, now Democrat is the incumbent state auditor, so I'll probably keep her. She's done fine.
Well, can you wrap it up in 8 minutes?
Oh, yeah, I'm done now.
Completely? Oh!
Yeah, that's it for the ballot.
Well, fuck, we only have 8 minutes left, so can you stretch it out?
Fuck.
What's scary is I said skip ahead about 50 minutes.
God
50
damn.
Minutes later.
Oh. Oh, shit, we're done. Well, welcome, people
welcome
that were
to
listening.
1985 After Dark.
People that didn't give a shit about the politic rant.
It's Nostalgia November until the 1985. And in the next 7 minutes, we're going to give our top one. Lindsay, come up with something quick. Something quick, something fun.
All right, while Lindsay's thinking of it,
no.
If you did skip ahead, go to Ballotpedia. Educate yourself on the ballot.
Damn, it away again.
No. That's all I wanted to mention.
That's it. That's all you get.
Yeah, I did it. That's it. I'm done. Lindsay, what's our nostalgia thing?
I don't know.
Let's talk about...
God damn, Mandy.
Excuse
fucking
me.
Shrek over there still. The Onion. We had our Halloween party last night.
We did.
Of sorts. And by Halloween party, I mean, we all got together except Mandy, and we played some Call of Duty. I went 20-2 on firing range. That's the important thing.
That happened.
We played. So Jesse played some VR, which started off super scary and then got extremely tedious because you didn't know what the fuck to do.
Yep.
I played Mario Party.
And then I bugged the game, and I'm pretty sure I could not progress any further.
Yes, and you also didn't close the game because it was still open when I turned on my laptop today.
Oh, I gave it to Steven.
Son of a bitch. Don't ever do that. Don't ever give it to Steven. We watched Tales from the Hood 2.
That was delightful.
It was something.
I liked it.
I enjoyed it too, but it was so, like, you have to understand how much of an affinity I have for the original Tales from the Hood. I truly think it was a horror masterpiece. It was a well-told, gritty, like, gross, great visual effects. I mean, I thought it was incredible. This was very cheap. Like, it was made on a shoestring budget, you could kind of tell. And what really, I started thinking more about it, and the original Tales from the Hood, all of those tales came from the hood. The new Tales from the Hood, most of those stories were hood-free.
Yeah.
That's true. There was only one story that was really any kind of hood.
Right. So that kind of bothered me. And also the fact that I think pretty much almost every segment was in the daytime and it was very bright as opposed to the original, which had a more of a nighttime, darker feel. Like, I still liked it. And David, or Keith David.
I was about to say, like, if no other reason.
Keith David made the film great. But yeah, the more I thought about it, the more I was disappointed in it versus the original. Mandy.
What?
Have you ever seen the original Tales from the
Probably
Hood?
Not.
She's not going to see that. She's not going to see the new one.
I mean, watch the...
I didn't know what they were until I met you.
It's Tales from the Crypt, but if the Crypt was the Hood. What are you listening to that you're just bebopping over there?
American Pie. Rhythm and blues. That's all you get because I don't sing and I sound terrible.
Hold on. The song is American Pie?
Yeah.
The Bye Bye Miss American Pie?
Drove my Chevy to the levee. Yeah.
Was it Lenny Kravitz or the original
song? Don McLean.
Don McLean. Okay, so it was good. That's a good one.
Bye bye.
I prefer the Weird Al Yankovic version.
What's that one called?
That one is the...
My, this here Anakin guy. Maybe Vader someday later. Now he's just a small fry.
He left his home and kissed his mommy goodbye, saying, soon I'm going to be a Jedi.
I fucking hate you guys. You got to ruin my song for me to go look up this motherfucker. Because he fucking always makes good ass...
Oh, it was a huge deal. Like, he made sure when The Phantom Menace was coming out that he had all the details beforehand, and they premiered the video, like, the day after the movie came out.
They did. They had a whole music video about it and everything.
When was
it? It was on the album Running with Scissors.
Yes, which is a great album.
1998, I think?
Something like that?
99,
okay.
Alone had pretty fly for a rabbi. I like that song.
Yeah, that's a good song too.
Trigger Happy is one of my favorite songs too.
Trigger Happy is also.
You just made my friend Sarah very happy.
What is it? The saga begins.
Yes. Yeah, the saga begins.
Oh, there it is.
And it is delightful. That's a great tune. Because basically, and the music video is great because it's Weird Al dressed as Obi-Wan Kenobi doing this whole thing.
Does he still have the Weird Al hair?
No, he actually has Padawan hair. I think this is like one of his first videos where he wasn't wearing his glasses.
Yep. He actually does look a little bit like Obi-Wan from the movie because he was obviously significantly younger at this point because that was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, I don't like thinking about that.
Oh, it's going to get worse.
I know.
It's going to get worse. I'm getting to the point where I don't like when Facebook tells me I have memories. Because it's like 10 years ago today and I'm like, that was yesterday, that was 2 months ago.
Well, then I see, like, you know, those videos like the React channel put out this video series called Do Teens Know like 90s music.
Uh-huh. I hate when she watches those fucking videos.
Or even like
I like watching 2000s. The 70s and 80s ones.
Like, do teens know 2000s music?
Yeah.
And I'm sitting here watching adults. Like, because these aren't teens, like, you know, 12 and 13.
They're like 18, 19.
17 to 19.
Yeah.
That range. And, like, I'm watching adults that have never heard of Green Day. And, like, and I'm just like, but how, though?
But Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
Hey, I know that song.
How have you, motherfucker? You are an adult. Surely you have heard of these groups.
What I really hate about that is the excuse.
Honestly, change you guys out for like 2 minutes.
No, I understand. You put in the other earbud. I know.
I had to.
I hate the excuse of, well, it was before my time. Lots of shit was before my time, and I still listen to it.
Oh yeah.
Uh huh.
Mostly because
Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Yeah.
We talked about that earlier. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, in the pre-show.
On the pre-show,
if you want to hear us talking about and singing some CCR.
Yeah.
$1.
$1. That was a fun time. Did you hear about the new tier? That's going to go up soon.
Lindsay texted me about it. I haven't listened to the show to get the context.
It's Allie's going to drop the F-bomb while eating a caramel cod.
I thought we were going to make Dalton eat a caramel cod.
Who's eating the caramel cod? Not you? She's going to eat it.
I mean, for the amount of money that...
For $500, you will swallow it whole.
I was about to say, for the Allie tier, we can add that on.
Yeah. Caramel cod.
Allie, I'll give you $100 of the money.
For those of you who didn't listen to Tuesday's show, we had a great Halloween edition of I Don't Wanna Believe.
And Allie, we'll make my version of it.
We talked about the caramel cod. You take a fish, you pour caramel on it, you stick a popsicle stick in its mouth, You let that caramel harden.
What did you? What do you pour it on?
A fish. It's a caramel cod.
Like a
cod fish.
Right, but like, is it like a breaded frozen piece of cod? Or are you like fishing out there like Animal Crossing style, and then you're gonna put caramel on a real goddamn fish?
Presumably, it's gonna be gutted scaled and everything.
You can leave the head on or off. That is up to you. I recommend leaving it on because you want to get that popsicle stick right in its mouth. And then the caramel hardens and you eat the caramel cod. It's a Halloween treat.
Honestly, like, it doesn't sound appetizing, but especially if I was going to get $100 out of it, I'd eat the caramel cod.
No.
I will suck anything you put in front of my face for $100, just for the record. And I mean anything.
That's duly noted.
All right. Well, that's the show for this evening.
I mean, let's be honest here. How many people at this table wouldn't do that?
Oh, fucking morals over here. We used to play the game of, okay, for $7,000, would you let, you know, two... God, I was going to get really offensive there.
You about to say, would you let two guys spit roast you, weren't you?
God, no.
Wow.
I feel like what I was going to say was somehow less offensive.
And I opened it up for you.
And if you want to know what I was thinking, email us.
God damn it.
At howracistwashegonnaget at podzilla1985.com. We're going to get out of here, guys. I want to remind you, patreon.com/podzilla1985. $1, you get the pre-shows. $420.69. Allie drops an F-bomb just for you. $500. Dalton and Allie both eat a caramel cod, and they do it like Lady and the Tramp, where they eat from each side and eventually will kiss.
Ew.
Yes.
All right. Thank you guys for tuning in. Go to Podzilla1985.com. Catch up on the old episodes. We'll see you on Sunday for Nerd Up, where we're going to be talking about Smash Brothers. I know we are.
Yeah,
the
absolutely.
Reveal just happened today. You guys have a great weekend. Did. Later.